This is Nachyomi, Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Chapter 26. The inhabitants of Ziph again approach King Shaul and inform him of David's whereabouts. This time, David and his men are hiding out in Chachila. Shaul mobilizes 3,000 troops in order to apprehend David, and they encamp in the area. David asks his troops who will be willing to accompany him as he approaches Shaul's camp to assess the situation on the ground. Avishai, son of Tsiruya, who's a cousin of David, volunteers to join him. Shaul and all of his men are sleeping in a circle. The troops surround the king, who is located in the center. In a typical sign of Shaul's paranoia, his spear is stuck into the ground right by his head. Seeing that Shaul is defenseless and vulnerable with his guards sound asleep around him, Avishai offers to assassinate Shaul himself. David responds that Hashem will see to it that Shaul perishes, either in battle or of natural causes, but that one who lays his hand upon the anointed of Hashem will never be forgiven, so killing Shaul is not an option. David instead takes the spear and container of water that were next to Shaul and retreats back to the hill above and far away from the camp. The text tells us that Hashem has placed an especially deep sleep upon everyone so they don't notice, and the entire situation transpires with David undetected by any of the guards, any of the troops. He calls out to Avner ben Ner, waking him. Avner ben Ner was the general of Shaul, and he admonishes him for failing in his sacred duty to protect the king. Shaul's life was in danger, and he could easily have been killed. David proves this by showing that he was able to enter the garrison undetected and to leave with the spear and water jug without being caught. The troops of Shaul should pay with their lives for this neglect of responsibility, for allowing the king to be left exposed. Shaul recognizes David's voice and addresses him once again as my son David. David questions Shaul's motive for chasing him when he has committed no crime. He declares that if the rift between them has a divine source, then Hashem should accept an offering in lieu of the ongoing dispute. And if a human beings have stirred up the resentment, they should be cursed by Hashem for alienating David from the people of Israel and excluding him from Jewish life. David concludes his speech by asking that his blood not be shed. The king has come in pursuit of a mere flea, who is not worth the trouble. Shaul confesses that he's made a mistake in condemning David and invites him to rejoin the royal court. David, already accustomed to the fickleness of Shaul, obviously declines this offer, but he asks that somebody be sent across from Shaul's camp to retrieve the king's spear and jug. David prays that just as he has seen fit to treat Shaul's life with respect, so should Hashem protect his life from all of his adversaries. Shaul responds that David is blessed to Hashem and will surely succeed in his endeavors. The two part ways and will never see one another again. Some students of Tanakh are troubled by the apparent redundancy of this chapter. In many of its features, it sounds like a repeat of chapter 24. In both cases, David confronts Shaul with evidence that he has no intention of harming the king, and in both cases, there's some sort of a dialogue and reconciliation in the end. A few modern scholars have even argued that chapter 26 is just another version of the narrative in chapter 24. In other words, there was just one event that happened with some of these features, and these are variant accounts of the same event that were both included for some reason in the book of Shmuel. I think that this is a stretch, and I believe that reading the story this way is missing a fundamental difference between the two accounts. In chapter 24, David's interaction with Shaul occurs by chance. Shaul just happens to select the cave where David is hiding in order to use the bathroom. In our chapter, David goes out of his way to initiate contact with Shaul. During this encounter, David doesn't even entertain the possibility of striking Shaul, nor does he take any action that would manifest aggression or show disdain for the king. He merely steals away with Shaul's spear and water jug to demonstrate that he is innocent and that he has no intention of harming the king. In chapter 24, when David's men urge him to assassinate Shaul, he seems conflicted about it. He struggles to resist the temptation to lash out at his former employer, and he even cuts his garment in a sign of some aggression. In our chapter, Avishai, who offers to kill Shaul himself, is quickly silenced by David. His proposal is not even considered. So we see a difference in David's mentality. Over here, David is specifically orchestrating the situation to demonstrate his innocence and blamelessness, and he has no inclination whatsoever to harm Shaul in any way. That is very different from chapter 24, where it seems like he almost allowed his aggressive impulse to get away with him. If anything, the similarities between this chapter and chapter 26 highlight the contrasts between them. What's the reason why David handled the situation so much differently than he handled his first interaction with Shaul? That's really the question. When we examine the order of the chapters, we notice that in between these two accounts of meeting Shaul, the story of Naval and Abigail is placed. In other words, the story where Naval disrespects David, David comes after Naval, Abigail intercepts him. It seems reasonable then to suggest that David changed after the story of Naval, and that's why the story of Naval is placed in between these two episodes. We also know that Abigail gave a very impassioned speech to David when she wanted to dissuade him from his course of action, and then later married him, which most likely we can assume had a significant influence on his thought and behavior. He has internalized the principles that Abigail taught him when she intercepted him on his way to harm Naval and to destroy the household of Naval. In other words, in chapter 24, he still had some of the unbridled aggression within him that needed to be tamed. By now, after his experience with Naval and being re-educated, as it were, by Abigail, he's in a different place. And so when he encounters Shaul the next time, he's prepared to approach it from a totally different angle. Now that David, supported by his wise spouse, has a clear sense of the damage that would be done to him and to the Jewish people were he to inflict any harm upon Shaul, he desists from it as a matter of course and chooses the path of diplomacy and peace instead. The rabbis teach us that we can only credit a person with genuine repentance, teshuvah, when he's faced the same situation in which he previously sinned, and yet he resists the temptation and responds properly the second time around. Here, David is given the opportunity to rectify the errors he made in dealing with Shaul in chapter 24, and he rises to the occasion beautifully, demonstrating to us that he has truly learned his lesson.